How's it going, everybody? Welcome to That Time of the Week. I am your host, Matt Morgan. Today we are going to be talking about the free agency. So a lot's been going on in terms of the NFL free agency this year. There's been a lot of moves regarding a whole bunch of teams. Today I am here with Caleb Rice. Caleb, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Recently, Tyrone Smith signed to the Jets. A lot of people thought that David Bakhtiari, the left tackle from the Packers, who the Packers released recently, would go to the Jets to play with Aaron Rodgers, the former quarterback and tackle duo there. But that obviously did not end up happening. I don't blame the Jets, personally. I think that David Bakhtiari has some injury problems there, and I think that Tyrone Smith is probably the better option overall.
He is the better option, but
consistent.
They signed him to a 1-year, $20 million contract. That's
yikes.
That's hefty for
that's a yikes.
Right. But I think it will help boost the Jets. Hopefully it keeps Aaron Rodgers
healthy. How much of that contract is guaranteed?
That I do not know.
I mean, also involving the Cowboys, so, Tyrone Smith left from the Cowboys, and also leaving the Cowboys are Leighton Vander Esch and Michael Gallup. Can you believe that they let Leighton Vander Esch go?
I mean, it's going to be different next year. Like, a lot of people, like,
there's a lot of big names getting switched around this year.
Right. I mean, last year, too, like, Aaron Rodgers went to the Jets. But, like, this year, it's just all the, like, Kirk Cousins, now a Falcon. Saquon Barkley's now on the Giants. Or, sorry, he's now on the Eagles. He went to the Eagles.
Oh, yes. Also, Caleb, Kenny Pickett was traded to the Eagles. What do you make of that?
It's just going to be a fresh start for Kenny Pickett. I think he needed it. Kenny Pickett,
I mean, I don't think he's been performing all too horribly as the starting quarterback over there at Pittsburgh.
Right, but I think he needed a change of environment for him.
Well, by the way, if you guys have any opinions on anything that's happening in the free agency world or just in the NFL in general, go ahead and give us a call at 740-383-9944. I think that trading Kenny Pickett isn't an awful idea, but it seems that they're clearing way for, well, not seems, they're clearing way for Russell Wilson, and I don't know that was a good option. I think Kenny Pickett, Kenny Pickett's young still. I think he's got some potential to develop there. Russell Wilson is, I mean, he's not awful. I mean, obviously, I think he was, like, top 10 quarterback last year almost. But, Russell Wilson's definitely out of his prime at this point, and it's not going to get any better.
Right. With Russ, the age is creeping up on him. He can't use the legs as much as he used to. But to Kenny Pickett, I mean, yeah, the Steelers did lose him, but at the end of the day, they got 2 7th-round picks for him. It was a trade for Kenny Pickett.
2 7th-round picks? They drafted Kenny Pickett in the first or the second, one of the two. But either way,
I mean, Mac Jones just got traded away for a 6th, I believe.
Kenny Pickett's better than Mac Jones.
What's better, 2 7th-round picks or a 6th-round pick?
I guess it just goes quantity over quality here. I mean, I would go personally 2 7ths because the NFL, it's not like you're getting, even like first round players typically end up being busts.
Right, and I agree.
Solid players end up coming like 3rd to 5.
But I think both of those players needed to step away from their teams, Mac Jones and Kenny Pickett. Mac Jones, and with the Patriots, he had all the years he's been there, he's had a different offensive coach, and now there's a new head coach over there at the Patriots. The Patriots are looking, I mean, I can't say they're different, but, well, every team's different now, but they did sign a lot of the players that they were losing in free agency. They just re-signed them.
I mean, yeah, that's true. I don't know. I think that overall it was a poor decision on their part. I think that playing with Kenny Pickett, keeping Kenny Pickett has a, I feel like higher risk, but higher reward as well.
So you think benching Kenny Pickett behind Russ for a year would have been better than trading him away?
Probably. I think that developing quarterbacks has become a lost art in the NFL. I'll give you that.
You want them to sit before you just throw them into the fire.
For example, everybody likes to say, people were salty when Jordan Love turned out being good, or at least solid for his first year as a starter, right? So, but I was thinking about it, Caleb, and every other team that needs a franchise quarterback just kind of drafts one in the first round and throws him into the starting ring, usually. The Packers drafted that man 3 or 4 years ago. He sat behind a future Hall of Fame quarterback for years.
Right. I mean, that's just always been Green Bay's way, though, to set him.
And nobody else decided to copy it. Three generations of Hall of Fame quarterbacks, and nobody thought that maybe that was a good idea.
It blows my mind too. I mean, I think Bill Belichick tried to do that with Jimmy G, because when back, I want to say 2018, 2019 maybe, when the Patriots traded away Jimmy G to the San Francisco 49ers, that was supposed to be a trade with Tom Brady, not Jimmy G, but Robert Kraft denied it.
Well, I mean, Tom Brady was the man over there. I mean, he left and the whole thing kind of just fell apart. I mean, to be fair, Julian Edelman had the fracture in his leg or whatever that wasn't going to heal, so he could hardly play. But I mean, they took away Tom Brady and the team started playing poorly.
I mean, the first year that Tom Brady wasn't there, we didn't do that bad. Mac Jones made it to the Pro Bowl.
Speaking of the Patriots, what do you think about the signing of Jacoby Brissett?
It's good. I like it. He was a Patriots before. We're bringing him back in. I think it's a quarterback that's been around the league that'll have experience for the young quarterbacks on the roster.
You know, honestly, I mean, the Patriots got a lot of signings here in the free agency. They got Jacoby Brissett. They got Antonio Gibson filling up some gaps at the running back position. I assume he'd be filling in where Zeke went.
Right.
Kendrick Bourne re-signed. Jalen Reagor re-signed. Hunter Henry re-signed. But you got Austin Hooper, so you got another tight end there. Still running that two tight end system.
We lost Mike Gesicki. Mike Gesicki went to the Bengals.
It looks like the majority of your O-line re-signed. Yep. Well, you signed Okorafor. It's a rough one. So you guys did sign some offensive linemen there, which is probably needed. Josh Uche was re-signed.
Right, for a 1 year. He fell off in 2023, but hopefully this 1 year, prove-it deal essentially works out, and then we can sign him to a much greater time.
You know, I think the craziest team, I mean, to be fair, I've been keeping up with them the most, obviously, because they're my team, but I think that the craziest team this year in the free agency so far has been the Packers. It's been rough over there for the Packers in the free agency.
Really? I mean,
we haven't really signed anybody. We signed Josh Jacobs. We got rid of Aaron Jones. We even re-signed AJ Dillon. I would have done it the opposite way, but I'm not the GM. I would have got rid of AJ Dillon and kept Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones, when he's healthy, is very productive for us. But I mean, AJ Dillon, I mean, he was solid when Aaron Jones was hurt this year, but I mean, I don't know that he's running back one material, but I guess that's to be seen. And Josh Jacobs is roughly the same as Aaron Jones. I mean, he gets hurt quite a bit. We also managed to we re-signed Tyler Davis, which isn't a huge deal. I think he's just a depth tight end. But I think the signing that I am most hyped about in terms of the Packers this year is Xavier McKinney at safety from the Giants. Because I loved Xavier McKinney coming out of college. I'm not even going to lie to you. He was like the best projected safety out of college that year. I was pressed when he went to the Giants, and now we got him. I mean, it's a rough looking contract. Signed a 4-year deal worth $68 million, including $25 million in year one. $25 million is a lot for a safety, and I mean a lot. Like, that's quarterback money.
I think he'll be worth it, though. I think you're adding him on. You guys just were a contender last year. You guys are bringing in better players. You're only getting better at this rate. You guys have a great future ahead of you guys.
Well, I mean, you can always say that, but I mean, nobody knows the future for sure. And I mean, $25 million and $68 million is a lot of money. And the Packers have a habit of playing on the very borderline of the cap space there.
Hey, if your cap, just use it all.
Also, not to mention that Aaron Jones, the Packers running back who got released, he ended up getting signed to the Vikings, meaning we have to play Aaron Jones now twice a year on a rival team.
But that's all right. A lot of players been leaving their team to go play for a rival.
Yeah, there's like four Packers players who were just on the Bears team right now.
It's because that's... You play those people two times a year guaranteed. They're the people that you're watching the most film on. They're the ones that understand you better than most teams.
Oh, let's move on here to the Falcons. I see that the Falcons got Kirk Cousins. They signed Kirk Cousins. I think that's overall a great signing for them. I think that
Desmond Ryder.
Yeah, Desmond Ryder. I think Desmond Ryder overall has been solid for them. I don't know how. I mean, I don't know if it was worth it though. I mean, Desmond Ryder's probably still on his rookie contract, I would say. But I mean, to have Kirk Cousins come in, that's great. I honestly hope that with Kirk Cousins, Kyle Pitts picks it up with the production and he becomes that the X factor at tight end that they drafted him so high for. The highest drafted tight end ever, I do believe. So, I mean, what do you think about the Kirk Cousins signing over at Atlanta?
I like it. Just because of they signed him and then they traded Desmond Ryder to the Cardinals for wide receiver Rondell Moore, who, I mean, he's not the best wide receiver. He's not going to.
I mean, I'm honestly kind of worried about the Falcons team a little bit here. Not in terms of them being good, but worried for them. Like, in terms of free agency, at least, I don't know what their entire wide receiver core looks like, but they haven't signed any big-name receivers, and off the top of my head, the only big-name receiver they have is Drake London, and he's not even really a big name yet. I mean, he's getting there. He played solid last year, but I would say he's probably a wide receiver 2 or wide receiver 3 material. So, I mean, like, they signed Ray McLeod, they signed Kadarius Hodge, they signed Darnell Mooney, they signed Rondell Moore. They also signed Charlie Warner, a tight end.
Yeah, but they have, like, people like Scott Miller. Like, they have people like...
Scotty Miller was drafted because he's fast. That's, I mean, honestly, that's about all Scotty Miller has. I mean, Scotty Miller hasn't done anything, really, in the NFL. I mean, he was drafted to the Buccaneers, and I do believe he was just a depth player there.
But they have people to, like... If they can scheme around the players, like, they don't have any, like, star wide receiver. But at the end of the day, they have Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier as running backs. And Cordell Patterson, if you want to throw him in there, too, even though he's on the come down of his career. Like, they have great running backs. And Kirk Cousins has always had great running backs. Well, I don't know who his running back was when Kirk Cousins was in Washington, but he's always had Dalvin Cook. And
are you talking about Adrian Peterson?
No. Oh, did he have?
I'm not sure. I honestly couldn't tell you.
No, Kirk Cousins had Dalvin Cook when they were at the Vikings. That's what I was trying to say.
Oh, I see.
Like, he's used to having a running back. Not saying Kirk Cousins just needs to hand off the ball.
Kirk Cousins has
always been underrated his entire career.
I mean, I'd agree with that to an extent, but I would say at the same time, Kirk Cousins is a much better game manager than he is a quarterback. Like, I wouldn't really... I mean, if it came down to it, I'd trust Kirk Cousins with the ball in his hand for a deep pass or something like that, but, like, I think if it came down to it, and say the starting running back got hurt and the backups weren't playing that well, I don't know that you could rely on Kirk Cousins to carry the game with the passing game. You know what I mean? I mean,
right, but even if Bijan Robinson gets hurt, who Atlanta Falcons drafted with their first round pick last year, they have Tyler Allgeier, who wasn't horrendous when he was their starter by himself.
Wasn't horrendous. That's what you want in a starting running back. I mean, look, all I'm saying is that Bijan Robinson, if he gets hurt, it's going to be rough for the Falcons. I mean, Bijan was a large portion of their offense last year.
And he'll stay that. But, like, they're bringing in Darnell Mooney, who I think, if he wasn't with the Bears and didn't have Justin Fields throwing him the ball, he would be much better.
I'd agree with that. I'd say Justin Fields is definitely better with his legs than he is with the ball in his hands.
And I think that's why he's probably not starting for the Bears. The Bears probably signing Caleb Williams with the number one pick in the draft.
Do you think it'd be worth it to sign Caleb Williams with the number one pick in the draft for the Bears?
I think so. I think it's the only move. I think if they need to try to trade away.
See, my worry for Caleb Williams is to my understanding, he's seen as some kind of like prodigy in terms of like college football production, right? So him getting drafted to the Bears is bad for his career.
I wouldn't say it's the best landing spot for him.
I mean, because, like...
But it's the best thing for the Bears.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think that...
So, what would you do with the number one pick if you were the Bears right now? So, you're not taking Caleb Williams?
I think the Bears probably have some other problems to worry about. I think they could probably use some offensive linemen. I don't think their offensive line is terrible, but it could probably use some work. I think that Chase Claypool needs to go. Every team that's had Chase Claypool in the receiving roster has suffered from it. You got that so-called Claypool curse there. I think that Cole Kmet's actually picked it up quite a bit since he was a rookie, so I'll give you that one.
Cole Kmet, he is a great tight end.
Their defense could use some work, so I think there's a lot of positions that could use some work before I even think about drafting a quarterback.
You think the best option for him is to trade back in the draft and probably try to get more picks out of the number one pick, or are you going, like, the best? I haven't even looked at line.
Well, I mean, I'm not 100% sure what their deepest need is, but I mean, I guess it depends. Because, like, if their biggest need is basically the Caleb Williams at that position, then I mean, I would consider taking it. But I mean, I'd probably trade the number one pick to get like a first and then like a third or something like that. Something, I don't know.
If they find the right team who wants Caleb Williams, could get more than a first and a third
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Because, like, I mean, that was, like, generous. Because, like, I mean, I remember when, I think it was the Dolphins, or maybe the Broncos, I'm not sure, that people were trying to trade for the number one pick. And, like, the offers were absurd. It was, like, that year's one-round pick. It was the next year's one-round pick. It was, like, a second-round pick. And some late round picks or something like that. Like it was crazy.
49ers give up like 3 first round picks to trade up for
Trey Lance.
Trey Lance, yeah. And then they only got a 7th round in return for him. to the Dallas Cowboys.
And that's the way it works. That's why, honestly, I think Moore's better than more picks is better than higher quality of the NFL draft.
Right, but at the end of the day, it just depends on what your roster's looking like. Because, yes, you might find those hidden gems, but at the end of the day, you can only have a 53-man roster going into the week one. So I think you need to balance it out.
What do you think about the franchise? My bad, go ahead.
No, I mean, I was just going to say, I personally, I like the mid-range picks. Obviously, I mean, look at Brock Purdy, last pick of the draft, and now he's playing better than every first-round pick that
went before. Well, I mean, I think if you get drafted in the first round, you kind of feel like you're almost
entitled to
set
starting.
Up to win, yeah. But, I mean, I think if you come in, if you felt like you deserved to be in the first round, like a lot of second-round players do, that's why second-round players, in my opinion, perform better than first-round players, because they got that chip on their shoulder, especially if you're super late. Like Brock Purdy, I guarantee you Brock Purdy came in there thinking he was at least, a third-rounder.
So, I have a question. Do you think that's why, a lot of the late-round picks play out how they do?
Oh, I think so. I think that,
Tom Brady?
I honestly believe...
if Tom Brady was a first-round pick, he wouldn't be where he is?
No, I honestly don't think so. I think that a lot of players in small schools are actually leagues better. Well, I wouldn't say leagues, but they're better.
They can compete,
yeah.
At least with
they're better.
D1.
Yeah, they're better than a lot of D1 players. D1 players just come from bigger schools and they got fast tracked to the Power 10 schools. We got the Ohio States, the Alabamas, the Georgias, that kind of
right.
Like those
if you
teams
get an
are
offer
the, yeah.
from them. You want to go there?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, I think that the lower-ranked schools, those people actually work harder and have more of a will to grind for their dream at the NFL. Because they know that if they don't work twice as hard as the D1 players, they're probably not going to get the offers.
I'd agree with that statement.
So, I mean, I think overall it's just how bad you want it, which is why I think a lot of late-rounders do end up being good, and I think that part of it has to be the chip on their shoulder. They have something to prove. But also, what do you think of the franchise tag on Josh Allen? That's what I was about to ask before I cut you off.
It's going to keep it keeps him in Buffalo for one more year. After that, we'll see. I mean, it's Josh Allen. Personally, I'm not a huge fan of him, but at the end of the day, who else would Buffalo sign? I think it was the only play for Buffalo to franchise tag him.
I mean, there are quarterbacks in the free agency right now. I mean, I don't know that any of them are... I mean, I don't know. I think Josh Allen's overrated personally, but I don't know that any of them are Josh Allen.
They bringing in Jimmy G?
The Rams got Jimmy G, speaking of. I actually wrote that on my little note card here. The Rams signed Jimmy G. Jimmy G's going to the Rams. What do you think about that? Jimmy G with Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp and Tyler Higbee and
Did Matthew Stafford retire?
I do believe so, yeah. I think he retired, earlier, before the Super Bowl even started. But I could be wrong on that. But, I think overall that was a good signing for them. I mean, I think Jimmy G is, again, he's kind of like a Kirk Cousins. I think he's a little underrated.
He's a bridge quarterback.
Yeah,
Kirk Cousins can get you a Super Bowl.
I think Jimmy G is a lesser good version of Kirk Cousins. I think they're both more so game managers. I wouldn't put the ball in either of their hands if I had another choice.
I think if Kirk Cousins had the roster that Jimmy G had in San Francisco, Kirk Cousins would have got a Super Bowl.
Oh, probably. But, I mean, Jimmy G got pretty close. I mean, he made it to the playoffs almost every year. I mean, he made it to the Super Bowl and lost one year.
Right.
I think with Kirk Cousins, that would have been enough star power to push it over the edge there.
And they would have got the ring.
I mean, honestly, I think if they wouldn't have benched Nick Bosa, Patrick Mahomes wouldn't have managed getting so much time on his hands towards the second half of the game. Nick Bosa ended up getting hurt.
I mean, some players are willing to play through a injury. I remember when Matthew Stafford got hurt and still drove the ball down the field in when he still played for Detroit. Like, some people just have that, like, want to play the ball. Like Tom Brady, for example. Tom Brady took a bunch of pay cuts to, like, make sure the team had more money to spend on other, like, positions. Like, there's people that's there for, like, the game and wanting to, like, make a name for themselves.
It's also a little different for the quarterback position. Because, I mean, Tom Brady's not necessarily the perfect example, but, like, quarterbacks play up until their 40s sometimes. Like, they, at the very least, play up until their late 30s, usually. And so, like, I mean, that's considerably longer than, say, a wide receiver or a running back. Their life their NFL life expectancy, I'll say, because I just can't think of a better term. It's a lot lower.
I mean, low
30s and you're pushing it.
I mean,
which is why, like, Davante Adams, that's why Davante Adams actually wanted more money from the Packers, because he said it's now or never. Now's the time to make the money. I'm in my prime. I'm never going to get better than this.
And I respect that. But some players, like, they just want to make the stats. They want everyone else around them to be better while they're in their prime and chase rings.
Also, what do you think about the Vikings signing Danielle Hunter back for 2 years, $49 million, $48 million guaranteed? So only $1 million of that's bonuses. So in 2 years, they're paying this man $24 million a year.
I mean,
Daniel Hunter's good, but I mean, come on. That's a lot of money.
It is, but I mean, a lot of teams had money this year.
They did
raise the salary cap this year.
Yes, yeah, I knew that, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of teams have money, though, because, I mean, a lot of the players that me and you even grew up watching, being, you know, a year apart, even a lot of the teams that me and you grew up watching, a lot of the players that played then don't even play anymore. Like, we grew up watching the Legion of Boom, the Seahawks defensive linebackers, and then you had the Richard Sherman and the safeties. Like, their defensive backs were, like, they would hurt you. I mean, you don't earn the Legion of Boom for the name the Legion of Boom for nothing. And then all of a sudden, slowly but surely, Cam Chancellor retired. Richard Sherman ended up aging out.
Like the Killer Bees. There's not, none of them are even on a roster, are they?
No.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown,
Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, Antonio Brown hasn't been on a thing in a minute. Le'Veon Bell's last team was the Jets. I don't think he ever signed anywhere else after that.
And Big Ben
and,
obviously
yep,
retired
Big Ben
last
retired.
Year.
So, 2 years ago.
Well, yeah, sorry.
But
when Tom Brady was supposed to retire, yeah.
But, yeah. So, I mean, overall, now's the time for the big signings, I guess. Now's the time for the roster switch-ups, because, I mean, now everybody's trying to get their roster relatively solid again, and then, you know, build it up, and then eventually everybody retires again.
How do you feel about Mason Rudolph going to the Titans? How do you think the Titans are going to look this year? Like,
Mason Rudolph
starting...
being the quarterback from the Steelers?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's the one that
he
got
went to
into
the Steelers.
It.
You said
Titans. Mason Rudolph went to the Titans.
Oh, because he came from the Steelers. Right.
Who do you think's getting the starting job at the Titans?
Is Malik Willis still there?
I believe so.
So what are the options? You got
Malik Willis, Will Levis, Ryan Tannehill's still there, and Mason Rudolph.
I think that they might consider giving Ryan Tannehill a start again this year, but I don't think it'll last. I think that all in all, they'll end up giving Will Levis the start.
Yeah,
I think that Will Levis will have the start. If he doesn't have it by the start of the season, he'll have it by the end. I think that Will Levis even, I mean, to be fair, I don't know how much Will Levis actually did when he started, but I know he ended up getting hurt because he had like 4 rushing touchdowns. And for those of you who are not knowledgeable in the game of football, quarterbacks do not get the rushing touchdowns. So,
no,
4 rushing touchdowns is a lot.
You're thinking of the Colts quarterback.
Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
Okay, so sorry, my bad. Anthony Richardson, he got a concussion because rushing a lot, which, you know, you win some, you lose some. 4 touchdowns, though, so props to my man.
You could fall back for 3 passes and get hurt like Aaron Rodgers did and be out for a season.
I think that was all a sham. I'm gonna let this be known on the air right now. I think that for those of you who don't know, the Packers, when they traded Aaron Rodgers to the Jets, got a conditional first-round pick. So it was conditional first or second-round pick. The condition was, if Aaron Rodgers played more than, I think it was 75% of the season, it was a first-round pick. If he played under 75%, it was a second. And the Jets were refusing to give up a first, and the Packers were refusing to take anything less than a first. So then this happened, and then I was like, bro, Aaron Rodgers is going to get hurt. There's no way he plays for this whole season. They're going to do something. They're going to bench him or something. And then look at that. 3 plays into the first, for the first game of the season, Aaron Rodgers drops back, falls down, out for season. And then he has this miracle recovery that rookies and 20-year-old people can't have. I don't know about all that. I feel like that there might have been some kind of untruth, distruths here. Dishonesties, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's a bold statement, but, I mean, you never know. I mean, to save a first-round pick. But
I mean, they fined the Dolphins owner I don't remember how much, but they took away a pick, I think, actually. Cause
yeah, they took away 2 picks. They at least a pick, like their first round pick for intentionally throwing
yeah.
games.
So for those of you again who do not know, the Dolphins before they had Tua at quarterback, they had a whole tank for Tua season where they just played god awful, so they could have the first round pick to draft the quarterback that they wanted. And Brian Flores, when he was fired from the Dolphins, came out and had said that he was told to start throwing games by the owner, and the owner said it was a joke, and then that was his defense. And then the NFL found that it was in fact not a joke, and if it was, it was not conveyed very well, and they punished the team for it.
I mean, respectfully so, but back to free agent signings. How do you feel about Derrick Henry being on Baltimore?
You know, I'm honestly not sure. I don't know why Derrick Henry needs to be on Baltimore, and I don't know why Baltimore needs Derrick Henry. I don't know why they even offered him a contract. I think that they have J.K. Dobbins, and if J.K. Dobbins stays healthy, J.K. Dobbins is solid. I think they have Gus Edwards, and Gus Edwards has proven that he can be a solid running back, or a backup running back. And they have Justice Hill, and Justice Hill is again, he's proven that he can be a solid backup running back need be. So I don't know why you need 4 solid running backs.
I mean that's the issue with J.K. Dobbins if he's healthy. But the Baltimore's in a good spot with him, like. I think it was a good signing for Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry's turning 30. He's not going to be the bell.
Unfortunately, I think that the Ravens are going to end up much like the Cowboys, and we're going to start clowning them years from now for choking every time they make the playoffs.
You think so? I mean, I don't know. They're moving in the right direction. I'll give them that.
I mean, Caleb, the Cowboys are moving in the right direction.
Are they, though?
Yeah, they had one of the best teams last year, Caleb.
Right, but...
And then the Packers put them down. And then we lost by, like, a field goal in overtime or something like that.
But, I mean... I don't know. I feel like the Cowboys have always just been... like, make the playoffs, get out of the playoffs.
Caleb, what do you think about Nathan Rourke? Nathan Rourke is a Canadian football quarterback who signed with the Jacksonville Jaguars, I think last year or the year before, and then they cut him, and then now he is a quarterback for the Patriots.
I'm really interested in to see what he can do.
I mean, he broke records in the Canadian Football League his rookie year for the best completion rating. I think it was like 78%, something like that. He was hitting almost 80% of his passes.
I mean, that's good. I mean, 80% of
your
passes,
if you hit 70% of your passes, honestly, you hit 65% of your passes, you could almost have a job in the NFL as long as you want, so long as they were decent passes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it depends on your pass yards.
It's yeah, yeah.
Thrown. But how do you... I feel like he should be the starting quarterback, or... It should be a battle between him and Bailey Zappe.
Oh, by the way, once again, guys, if you have any opinions on the free agency or just football overall, you can go ahead and call in here at 740-383-9944.
But I feel like Mayo, the new head coach for the Patriots, now that Bill Belichick has officially retired... he's already said that no quarterback is guaranteed a starting spot there. It's going to be who wants it more, which I think it should never be guaranteed. I feel like when teams spend a first-round pick on someone, they really want to try and adapt and make that first-round pick work. But I just think you should always have to battle for your position. I mean, some cases like... Kirk Cousins, he's good enough to be a starting quarterback, but he's good enough to get you to playoffs, and I think if you give him the right team, a Super Bowl, but I feel like if there's always someone behind you chasing you, pushing you forward, it's just going to make you a better player overall.
Well, no, I agree. I mean, Aaron Rodgers can say it's not because of that, but when the Packers drafted a Jordan Love, man, put up two back-to-back MVP seasons. Prior to that, I was honestly thinking that man should get moving on.
And I still remember the quote he said when he found out that they traded up to draft Jordan Love.
He went to pour up a glass of whiskey.
Yep.
What do you think about the Jets, though? Honestly, I'm looking at the Jets free agent signings right now, and the Jets are looking like a team this year. They signed a backup quarterback in Tyrod Taylor because Zach Wilson is not it. They signed three offensive linemen, two defensive linemen, two solid defensive linemen. No, I mean, not like crazy, but like they're decent. Isaiah Oliver, he's a solid corner. They re-signed Greg Zuerlein, solid kicker. And they re-signed their punter. So the kicker and punter, obviously, you know, give you take, but, I mean, they're really protecting Aaron Rodgers this year. Three linemen.
Sounds like they need
two defensive linemen.
They also, that helps Breece Hall. Breece Hall's their running back. I feel like Breece Hall, if you give him a good line, he's going to make things happen for your team.
Also, a little bit of off topic here. But what do you think about Mecole Hardman playing the way he did in the Super Bowl? Considering that the Chiefs literally traded him to the Jets, and then he didn't do anything on the Jets all year, got traded back to the Chiefs, and then put up almost a career game in the Super Bowl.
I mean...
I don't know if it was the Super Bowl, actually. Don't quote me on that. I think it might have been the game before the Super Bowl, but one of the two.
Sometimes you, like... Some people have that trait in them where they just show up for big games.
Got the nerves of steel.
Yeah, they can handle the pressure, but if the pressure's not there, they fumble the bag. How do you feel about Jerry Jeudy going to the Browns?
See, personally, I don't know. I mean, because I was hyped when Russell Wilson came to the Broncos, because I honestly thought that the quarterbacks were the issue, and I thought Russell Wilson was going to get things switched around, and then he played poorly. But I mean, he played okay this year. But I think that Russell Wilson had a bit of a reliance on Cortland Sutton, so I don't think Jerry Jeudy or KJ Hamler. KJ Hamler played really well as well. But I mean, they have four solid receivers in Cortland Sutton, Tim Patrick, KJ Hamler, and well, they had Jerry Jeudy, but. Jerry Jeudy, like I said, he never ended up being what everybody thought he was going to be out of the draft. Like, he's okay, but he never developed into the amazing route runner that everybody thought he was going to be, like he was in college. He's not absurdly fast. I mean, he's quick, don't get me wrong, but he's not like a Tyreek Hill or a Jalen Waddles or anything right. Like that. Like, he's okay. So, I mean, I think he has a chance to pop off at the Browns, and I hope he does, honestly. I like Jerry Jeudy.
I mean, he's...
But at the same time, I don't know.
He's only 24, came into the league when he was 20. He's still, like, young, you know?
A
lot of
people... I would say that... I mean, John Ross, I think, is only, like, 26, 27. That's still pretty young. You could play wide right. receiver for
like
till
Cooper
32,
Kupp didn't
33.
Come out playing like.
Oh, and he didn't come out until like 27, 28 years old.
Right. Like, you just need to let Jerry Jeudy get used to the league and just.
I think you should be used to it by now. 4 years on one team, you should be even used to the scheme. I mean, I don't know. They've had a lot of head coaches, so maybe not. But, I mean, I have faith in him. Like I said, I honestly really like Jerry Jeudy, so I hope he does well over at the Browns.
Right. Wide receiver one for the Browns now? Or are you still giving wide receiver one to Amari Cooper?
Oh, I'm still giving... are you talking about Jerry Jeudy versus Amari Cooper?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure, Amari Cooper. For sure. Nine out of 10 times, but I'm going to go 12 out of 10 times. I don't think there's ever a situation, unless he ends up popping off this year, in which I would reconsider. Also, with the last 5 minutes here in the broadcast, if you guys have anything you guys would like to say, go ahead and give us a call here at 740-383-9944. I think this year in free agency has been crazy. I think there's been a lot of moves going around. I think there's a lot of big-name players who are being moved that wouldn't normally be moved. It's an interesting time.
And, like, Aaron Donald's retirement.
Yeah, that's sad. Aaron Donald retired. One of the best... one of the best DNs to do it in the league.
Right, 10 amazing seasons from him. It's crazy watching all these people that we grew up watching finally retire. Like, a few years ago, it was Big Ben.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, isn't it?
Watching a whole new era. We watching a bunch of young ones come in now. Like, Patrick Mahomes, like... His career can, like, people say, like, Tom Brady had one, like, the best, which he did. I mean, 7 Super Bowl rings, that's crazy. But it's on Patrick Mahomes' path right now. He's going to, if not, be close to Tom Brady. Do you feel like that? But also, Patrick Mahomes has extra games that Brady didn't have because of the extra weeks they added in, like, 2019.
I mean, they only added one extra week.
Right.
But, yeah, I see
but
what you're saying.
That's still a game, and, like, if he plays for
I mean,
20 years,
I don't know. I don't
that's
think,
20 games.
I think that it... See, I'm not even a fan of Tom Brady, really. I'll be 100% honest with you. I respect Tom Brady's love for the game, and I respect that he didn't want to retire. For as long as he did. But, I mean, at the same time, I think it'd be hard to make a case that Patrick Mahomes is going to be better than Tom Brady. I mean, Tom Brady's team was never absurdly good. I mean, he always had one good receiver and one good tight end.
Well, I mean, he had some pretty strong rosters, like the 08 Patriots that went all the way to the Super Bowl to lose to the Giants.
Well, I mean, that team went undefeated and then got put out. by the Giants.
Right.
Like, Eli Manning is actually the only quarterback to beat the Patriots twice in the beat Tom Brady twice in the playoffs. Or in the Super Bowl.
Tom Brady's only lost 3 Super Bowls. Didn't he go like 10-7?
I couldn't tell you.
I think he went 10-7 in the Super Bowl.
But, I mean, we'll switch up teams real fast, seeing as we don't have much time here. Got about a minute and a half. I just want to talk about the Bengals and the Browns real fast, because those are the popular teams. What do you think about the Browns getting Jameis Winston?
I think it's best for Jameis Winston to sit behind Deshaun Watson. And, well, I don't know. He's going to be a okay backup.
Hey, I think he's a solid backup. What do you think about the Bengals ending up with Von Bell? The Bengals got Von Bell. I mean, the Bengals are going to look good, too. I mean, they got Von Bell. They got Sheldon Rankins from the Browns. They got Mike Gesicki from the Dolphins.
Mike Gesicki came from the Patriots.
Oh, right. Yes, I forgot. The Patriots got him from the Dolphins. But, I mean, they re-signed T. Higgins. They got Zach Moss.
Re-signed T. Higgins?
They did. Franchise tagged.
That's good.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on who you're looking for. I mean, if I was T. Higgins, I don't know that I'd want to be franchise tagged. I mean, I don't know that I wouldn't want to be. I mean, the Bengals is a good spot to end up.
And franchise tag, like, that's a hefty. They pay you a lot for the franchise tag.
With 30 seconds left to go, I just wanted to say that my show, That Time of the Week with Matt Morgan, is now going to be right after the Friday Night Live show every week. So it's going to be 10:15 to 11 p.m., roughly. And we're going to be talking a lot about, you know, sports, maybe some conspiracy theories, maybe some, I don't know, stuff. It's going to be good. You don't want to miss it, I promise you. Where else would you want to be on a Friday night? With Matthew Morgan, signing off.
You're listening to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up,